views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back this week to a wonderful Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. We're very happy that you're here with us today, and we've got a great show for you, everyone. So how you doing, Artie?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, I feel all right.
Let me tell you, I am so lucky that I'm able to speak because I couldn't speak for like a whole week, 2 weeks. I was like, I sounded like a frog. So today I've been sucking down Wawa packets of of honey, and it seems to be helping me quite a bit. But I've been a mess, and it's so frustrating not to be able to speak. Oh my God.
Well, did you lose your voice because of the wedding? Because, you know, we just had an amazing wedding last week. On Friday, Sky's daughter, Vanessa, got married. And, to this guy. And
he's that boy. No. Yeah.
She was holding up his sign, "We'll work for food." So she says, "All right, you fit the bill." So, but it was an amazing wedding at the Manor in West Orange. And oh my God, the music was great. The food was great. The company was great. The energy was great. It was just an all out. It was a grand slam home run. And it was worth every penny of $300,000. Plus,
right?
Exactly.
It was amazing, and I'm so grateful that everybody came.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun, and the ceremony was outdoors and a little chilly, but it was still good. It was pleasant. I was a little scared going outside because it was chilly out, but
she had everything. She had everything. We didn't miss a trick.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a lot of fun, and the place was just drop dead gorgeous. So, you know, if you have a few extra shekels in your pocket and you want a really good party, just go to the Manor in West Orange.
They are rated number one in New Jersey for catering halls, and number two is their other place.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Was the food not magnificent?
Good. Yeah, it was to die for. What really was.
Yeah.
So, but it was amazing. And
thank you.
What else?
Well, so, she's on her honeymoon now.
Yeah, with Mickey Mouse.
With Mickey Mouse.
Literally.
Yes. They actually have tickets to get into the park on the 7th because they got some kind of a deal where they pay for 3 days, they get 5 days.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, it really is at Disney World. They took a vacation at Disney World, so they're going to be doing the whole shebang and all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm more of a tropical island kind of vacation, and there's no way in dog heaven charity would ever accept anything less.
You know what? When the kids were growing up, we lived in Florida, and they were at Disney World like every other weekend. And I vowed if I ever saw that mouse again, I was going to be in a trap. I was so sick of looking at that damn mouse hug me and wave to me. I wanted to get a can of Raid and just shoot him in the face with it.
Well, wait, did you at least get your pictures taken with him back then?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you see the montage where I had on Goofy's hat kissing Vanessa? There were
so many pictures. I really enjoyed it too. You know, they had a video of all the pictures from the yesteryears, you know, with the kids and all when they were young and as they're growing up, with awesome music being played in the background. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. And Sky, you looked beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It was very nice. And your husband looked
pretty handsome yourself.
Thank you. But your husband reminded me of Marlon Brando.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah, from a side profile. Yeah. I felt like I was about to ask him for a favor.
Well, today is Sean's wedding. This is the time.
Listen, you know, can you do me a favor? Right. In that world, it's like, hey, I do you a favor, I'll do you the favor, plus you owe me a favor.
And may your first child be a masculine one.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to my brother Steven today because it's his birthday.
Hey, happy birthday,
happy
Steve.
Happy birthday, Stevie. And he is 50
something.
How old are you?
I'm 53.
He's 54.
All right, he's got to beat me by one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, if anybody wants to call in, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And Sky and I will be happy to.
We'd love it.
We give you a reading, a little mini reading over the air.
I'm very charged.
Now, if you want to meet us in person and see us in person, we're going to be at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention, November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And you're going to be getting two readings for the price of one. You're going to be getting two psychics. At the same time, we're both going to be reading you, whether it be psychically or mediumship. We're not sure which way it's going to go because we don't know until the moment happens.
Right.
But it's going to be a fun time, and look for the cool booth. I always dress up my booth pretty cool, like, you know, you'll see the black velvet sparkly blanket in the background. Ooh. And we'll have like a little tree there and some angels around. So it's
nice.
It's going to be cool.
You're really bringing your crystal?
I'm bringing my crystals.
Good.
I'm bringing it all. I'm bringing it all.
Good. Do you know what I found?
What did you find?
I found somebody, I don't even know where I found this plastic bag. It just appeared. And in it was things from maybe 10 years ago. And I found a pouch that I made out of buckskin leather. And inside the pouch was the most beautiful crystal and a rose quartz. Can you believe that? And that's just what I was looking for, a rose quartz.
Wow.
And I can't believe it. It's like it was like a flash from the past.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where did you find this?
Actually, you're never going to believe this. It was right on top of my hall table in my when you come into the center hall.
Mm-hmm.
It was just laying there. I don't even know how it got there.
Just out of nowhere.
Yes.
Wow.
Out of nowhere. Nobody takes credit for putting it there because everybody's scared that I'm going to yell at them because they're messing up the house.
My wife has a habit of when she says she puts things away for me, it's like I'll put my stuff in a certain place and then she hides it. And she hides it neatly in the drawer, in the back, or in the closet, hidden behind something else. And she thinks she's doing me a favor. And she never tells me where she puts it, ever, ever.
She's so tortured.
It's unbelievable. So I did it to her one time on purpose, just to show her how frustrating it is. And she starts yelling a hissy fit at me.
I'll bet.
I'll tell you.
You should have seen them dancing together at the wedding. They looked so beautiful.
Yeah, we did look happy.
You were. And you know what? You looked so professional. I don't know you were such a good dancer.
What do you mean professional?
Like you looked such a good dancer.
Well, yeah. Well, I've danced my whole life. But not like professionally. I just like to, you know, boogie. My own thing.
Well, when you were dancing romantically, like, you know, to the like close up together, you looked beautiful, the two of you.
Did you take a picture?
Of course I did. Are you kidding? Of course I did. We have only 1,650,000 pictures.
That's all?
Yeah. We didn't want to go overboard.
Well, listen, charity plus red wine equals a good time.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. I love when she gets a buzz on.
Yeah, my wife is a happy drunk.
She's a lover. She's just a love. I just love her. So anyway, during the wedding, she tells me, And Artie tells me, we want to take Mia and Aiden to Radio City Music Hall to see the Christmas show and take them to see the tree. So I says, really? Are you sure you want to take that responsibility? Now, Mia and Aiden are my grandchildren. One is 11. The other is 8. They're amazing kids. And Charity is absolutely in love with them. So the day after the
week. So am I.
So is Artie. And that's the truth. And they adore him. Oh, my God. Uncle Artie's here. Uncle Artie's here. So anyway, the day after, Artie says to Charity, you know, you do remember that we're taking Mia and Aiden to Radio City Music Hall, right?
Hold on a second. Wait. No, Charity says to me the next day, I'll let you finish the story.
Okay.
She goes, you know, she goes, I want to go to New York. She goes, like, during Christmas time, I want to go to New York. This is the day after the wedding. I said, we are going to New York. She goes, we are? I go, yeah. She goes, when did we decide this? I go, yesterday. I says that we're taking Aiden and Mia. We are? And she's the one, while she was drinking, she goes, I need to take those kids. Can we take the kids?
She adores
them. She goes, oh, my God, I love these kids to death. I just want to, we got to take them to radio. I said, okay. I said, yeah, of course. You know, I don't mind. And then all of a sudden, the next day, she goes, can we go to New York? And I said, of course. I said, we're already gone. She says, we are.
She knew it on a different level. She knew it on a different level.
But no, and she was serious.
I know.
She was totally oblivious. And when I told her we're taking them, she goes, oh, that's great. I go, yeah, Sky and anybody else within the family's invited too. And she goes, oh, of course. I said, but if it's just us four, I said, that's fine too. Whatever happened. But yeah. There's nothing like going to New York City during Christmas time. It really is so much fun. And when we get back, then we're going to start talking about our topic. Would you rather be right or would you rather be happy is the topic. And
there's no question there for me.
I'm going to tell you about an awesome time that I had with one of my friends who came out to visit me during Christmas time. And the snow was on the ground and I mean, wait till you hear. You're going to be jealous. All right, everybody. Well, listen, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break. And I just want you to know 800-930-2819 is the number to call in. So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a Galeos dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're real happy to have you today join us. And we have a lovely young lady named Sarah from New York. And we'd like to speak to her. Sarah, are you still there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
How are you, sweetheart?
You have such a sweet voice, Sarah.
You do, honey.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sarah, you know, as I was looking at your name, I saw a boat. Do you have any intentions of going on a cruise, or do you own a boat, or you go on a fishing boat, or does your family own one, or is something with a boat? What's going on with the boat?
I don't know, actually. I'm not sure. I mean, it could come up in the future. Things change with me so much, and I'm definitely someone who moves around a lot, so.
Well, I'm feeling as though your next vacation is going to be a cruise. And I feel like you really need one. That could have been why I saw it. Does that make any sense to you?
Not at the moment, but you never know with me. Things change so much. But
you want to know, Sarah? I want to explain something to you, and I feel very confident about this. This year, all right, for the next year, your whole life is about going with the flow and not allowing anybody to take you off your game. And don't have super, you could go after your goals, but don't have super high expectations on the results. And I feel like your year is going to be fantastic so long as you keep on rolling with it and not trying to control anything that happens. Go after what it is you want in life. All right, go after it. But don't be obsessed with the results. Just do the best you can while you're in the moment. And everything is going to end up becoming is going to fall in your lap. Everything is just simply going to fall onto your lap.
And it's going to be wonderful. Yeah. You're going to have a lot of monetary gain and you're going to meet a lot of new friends from that. You know, I wanted to ask you something. Do you have a father or a grandfather or a brother in spirit? So I feel a male energy around you.
Possibly. First of all, it's listed that's so accurate what was just said to me, and that's the exact place I got in my writing this morning. So that's amazing. But in terms of the male around me, I haven't met any of my grandfathers, so it's quite possibly they're around me.
Okay. Is any of them in the Navy?
Yes, actually.
Okay, that's why I'm seeing the boat.
That's the one I thought you were referring to on my dad's side.
Okay. Well, that's the grandpa that has stepped forward to speak with you. And I believe that what Artie said was exactly what he was going to convey to you. The next year coming up is going to be wonderful.
But again, it's not being obsessed about the results. You just need to do the best you can while you're in the moment, and just how things may fall, then that's how they are. And I want you to adjust yourself in the moment emotionally and just say, okay, it is what it is. Let it be. It is what it is. And with that attitude, you're going to see a lot of things coming into play on your behalf. And also, there's going to be a lot of people coming to your rescue or coming for your help or coming to assist you is the word I want to use within this next year. A lot of people are just going to be there at the right place at the right time. And just keep on accepting all the beautiful blessings that's coming your way. And just be gracious and say, thank you so much. And you're going to feel like, oh, my God, it's like I have a gift from God. It's like all these people and situations are just falling my way.
Yeah. And is there anything that you call specifically to know?
I did. Yeah. This is amazing. This is exactly the guidance I've been getting. So this is still right on. But yes, what I was wondering is that well, I'm creating a couple of businesses right now, and I know the advice you're telling me for change that is just to roll with it. And I do massage part-time, but I'm thinking about picking up another one-day part-time at this, like, supplement and, like, health food cafe. And I'm just kind of in conflict about picking it up. I can't tell if it's just kind of a distraction and I'll hate it. Because I'm very energetically sensitive, especially health food stores. Like, it's just kind of overwhelming to me. Or if it's, like, actually true guidance that, like, there will be connections I'm supposed to make there. And I'm just kind of confused if I should be picking up one day a week at this health food store, mostly just to make connections.
I feel that you should go for it. You should at least take the chance. Like Artie says, you know, let things, like, take those chances, even if they're slightly out of your comfort zone, because even if you don't stay or even if you don't like it, you will have many meetings with many people that in the future can be of benefit and help and make friends with.
Also, what I want you to do is that when you do take on this job, if you allow yourself to, which we think you should, just be personable with them, you know, when the time allows. You know, if you have just one person online or somebody's just, you know, meandering and just hanging out, you know, ask people, so what do you do for a living? I have a feeling just by you asking people consistently what they do for a living, you're going to realize that there's going to be a lot of people coming into the store that you're going to end up becoming, you know, personal friends with. Well, not a lot, but some. But then by just asking what they do for a living, ask them for a business card, because I have a feeling that there's going to be quite a few people that's coming into the store that's going to be able to assist you in your life.
Okay. That's
and great. You know what? You can sometimes, when you least expect it, you'll make a really lifelong good friend, and you don't want to miss that opportunity.
Okay.
Obviously, okay, if somebody's not really in the mood to go talking or talking about their personal life, or if they're in a hurry to get out, you don't really want to hold the conversation. You want to be able to speak with people who, you know, who look like they're in the mood to chill out or talk. And if they get talking about their kids and they're just rambling on about life, just say, what do you do for a living? Or, you know, if they say, I'm a homemaker, say, oh, what does your husband do? You know, just to engage in a conversation, because I'm telling you, you're going to be meeting quite a few people this year that's going to really help you out a lot within this year coming.
You know, I'm also seeing a porch where you could, like, sit on it and rock. Do you have a porch near you?
Do you have a porch or BMW?
I don't have a porch. Well, we only wish,
well,
right?
At the moment,
do you have a porch outside your house?
At the moment, no, but I'm pretty sure that I'm moving by springtime, so maybe you're picking up on my new place.
Yeah, well, look for the house with the porch. Look for the house with the porch, because there's going to be many decisions that you are going to actually make on that porch. And I see you rocking in a chair on that porch because you think it's so quaint and so cool that you could spend a little chill time out there. And there's going to be a lot of decision making on your part on that porch.
I'm just telling you, everything's going to fall into place for you this year. So don't get overzealous and don't get over anxious or anything.
Just live.
But before we go to a break in a little bit, you know, there is a, if you didn't have the pleasure of seeing St. Vincent yet with Bill Murray,
I'm dying.
You have to see it because it is such a magnificent movie. Anybody would love it. And Bill Murray plays a wonderful, wonderful, you know, angry old Irishman from the Bronx or Queens or one of those places. And he starts off the movie by, he says, you know, there's this old Irish lady and she asked this guy, you know, can you please paint my porch? And so the guy comes back after a couple of hours. He goes, lady, I finished painting your what you asked for. He says, but it's not a porch, it's a BMW. He says, but just for your sake of knowledge, it's a BMW, not a Porsche.
Right? Oh, that's so funny. Doug, you gotta love him. I love him.
That's how he starts the movie.
Oh, he's a great actor. He's so dry. I love his humor.
All right. Hey, listen, Sarah, it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
It really was, Sarah. Good luck
okay,
for the future.
So much,
and
guys.
If you never, ever need any more advice, just give us a call. We're looking forward to
Absolutely.
It, honey. God bless you.
Oh, thanks so much.
Okay. All right, sweetie. And you have a beautiful voice. I could listen to you all day.
I know. She has one of those sweetheart voices.
Thank you.
Not like
you
mine.
Totally
I call buses at the train station, at the bus terminal.
Hey, yo, taxi over here, will you?
Hey, yo.
All right, everybody. You with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. And we want you to stick around, and we're going to be talking some more spiritual stuff and about life itself. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTO-IT or RUINTO-IT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Just wanted to, you know, let everybody know that if anybody wants to get a reading for myself on a personal note, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02, or you can just go to my website, ArtieHoffman.com, and you could also see what the face looks like behind the voice. And we also do parties. So, and Sky, if somebody wants to get a reading from you, they should call.
Yes, 908-500-1474.
So this week's topic is about... what is this week's topic?
Well, would you rather be happy or right?
Right. Would you rather be happy? Would you rather be right? And, you know, you have to learn to start to pick and choose your battles. And, you know, when somebody is just being dead set on their point of view without looking at your point of view, then, you know, you're in a no-lose situation. And so, you know, you... If at all possible, if you could walk away from the person or the situation, that's what you want to do. Or sometimes it's just better just to say, okay, because you already know what the person is about. You already know.
You're not going to be able to change that person.
Yeah, you're not going to change that person. And if you know them to be pretty arrogant, or if it's just one-sided and, you know, it's like they only want to talk about just from their perspective and they're not really listening to you, you know, so rather than getting all overexcited and all upset, you know, it's a matter of, you know, just, yeah, whatever. And it's just like, just roll with it. I mean, that's if the decision that has to be made, so long as it's not directly hurting you at all, you know, you're, but like I said, you know, when it comes to opinions and thoughts and, you know, and stuff like that, opinions and thoughts, you know, it's like having a conversation. Is God, you know, is there really a God? Or having a conversation about politics, or having a conversation about abortion. You know, you feel one way, they feel another way. And
but there are some people out there who have to feel right. Otherwise, they can't settle. In other words, they have to get their point across. That point has to be right, and they'll do anything in the world to convince you of that. Otherwise, they can't rest.
Yeah, but this is what the whole purpose of this conversation is that would you rather be right or would you rather be happy?
I would rather be happy.
You'd rather be happy, but a lot of people keep on fighting to be right so that they could be happy.
Yes, but meanwhile, they're miserable.
and they're miserable over the fight. And it's, you have to, like I said, pick and choose, you know?
Yes.
So if you could roll with the situation, then just roll with it, because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. You know, when people are just that thick-headed about their opinions or thoughts, then it's like, whatever. I mean, but, you know, you could also agree that you disagree, you know, and I've said that many a times. I said it with my wife, Charity, and I've said it with other people. And, you know, I'm the one, it's always better to allow the other person to fully express their thoughts first, because they're anticipating a particular direction towards, you know, whatever it is they're talking about, and then you could respond. But if you are emotionally hyped up in the moment and you keep over talking one another, absolutely nothing is going to get resolved. So it's best to hear the other person and just say, I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying you agree. All right. When I say I understand, I'm not saying I agree with you. All I'm saying is I understand your perspective. And so then after they say their full piece, Say, okay, never say, yeah, but. Because the moment you say the word but, that means you're negating everything that they've said, and you're not giving anything what they have to say any credit whatsoever. So by you saying, yeah, but you're only thinking about yourself at that point.
Fuel ammunition, fuel for fighting.
Yeah. So it's a matter of just saying, okay, I hear what you're saying. All righty. And then let them speak and let them speak. And once they're finished with their full thought, say, all right, now this is how I feel about it. And then express yourself. Now, if they continue or if they start to interrupt you while you're talking, say, excuse me, I gave you your time to speak and I didn't interrupt you. Now give me my time to speak. If they start to continue to interrupt you, this is a no-win situation, and that's when you walk away. And it's as simple as that. Now, every situation holds its own merit as far as the importance of the conversation, because some matters, you know, you need to, you know, take care of matters, you know, whether it be taking care of mom or dad or taking care of a loved one who's sick or take the way to raise kids or whatnot. But if you feel like you're just banging heads against one another in the moment, then you need to walk away and think about it for a day or two and just say, okay, what is a compromise? There's got to be a compromise. You know, and then you try to think of a solution or allow yourself. This is a good time where you sit and meditate, where you're by yourself around, you know, whether you're looking at nature, sitting in nature, looking at candles.
I agree with that.
And just, you know, meditate and just ask the angels and ask God, say, God, please, you know, give me the answers on how to resolve this issue, or please intervene to help resolve this matter.
Yes.
So don't be afraid to ask for help, because you're going to see that the spiritual world, when they intervene, it's like having a powerhouse on your team just to take care of your matters.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and but it does take work and effort on your part. You know, it's not just without any, you know, any no effort whatsoever on your part. But sometimes you need to stop pushing so hard and chill out and relax. So
I've run into many people like that, of course, in the course of my life, where even if you try to bring your point out and you do step back and you do passively, you know, tell them, okay, well, I'll give it some thought. I'll think about it. I'm not really sure. I'm not going to give you my answer. Even the next day, they're aggressive. There are just some people who have it in their makeup where they cannot be wrong. They just can't, even if they're so wrong, like saying 2 and 2 equals 7. Okay, we all know that 2 and 2 equals 8.
Right. Of course.
But honestly, they just will not cow down because they, you know, they have such a lack of, what do they call that?
It's an insecurity.
Yes, that's exactly the word I was thinking about.
It's insecurities. Yes. When people cannot admit that they're wrong, or where they can't at least accommodate another thought or another opinion.
That is
then
a lack.
That's a lack of, number one, it's a lack of disrespect. And number one, it's a lack, it's insecurity.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to. It's insecurity.
So then what do you do for a person like that? You pray for them, right?
Yeah.
Because there is no getting around that.
And if you have the opportunity to block them out of your life, because, you know, we have to deal with this crap, even, you know, with people at work where you're locked in a situation and they call the shots. And so, you know what you do under those circumstances, just do your job, do not become emotionally invested in your job, but just do your job to the best of your ability. And as things, as they fall, as it may be, then let it be.
Right.
But trying to get your thoughts across when somebody is not willing to listen, you know,
it's
learn
like
to
beating
pick and
your head against a brick wall.
Learn to pick and choose your battles, you know. And again, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? You know, so you have to learn just to roll with it. And, you know, there's a lot of people who have major control issues.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and these people who have major control issues where they don't have, if you step outside of their boundaries, then, you know, they go nuts. You know, you have to understand your opinions and your feelings are not debatable. Okay. How you feel about something, how you feel about something or someone, those are your, that's your truth. That's how you really feel. Whether you be right or wrong, it makes no difference. Your feelings are your feelings, and nobody can make you feel like you have to love me or you have to do this.
Unless
and
they like have a lot of cash.
You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Money does talk, right?
I'm only kidding.
But that could also be a good motivator, you know. But like I said, you know, your feelings are not debatable. So, you know, if you feel that about a particular way, about a particular situation from your heart, then, you know, then that's how you feel. And what I'm telling you is that you're not wrong, even though they might always be telling, oh, you're wrong, you're stupid, you're this, you're that.
Oh,
and
I
so
hate
a
that.
Lot of times people try to push you down to try to make themselves feel better, feel bigger, or feel right.
Yes.
And again, it's not you that's wrong or that's bad or that's stupid. It's their insecurities that's making them more, you know, sad, making them more bad or low.
Right.
And it's a shame that there's too many people who pull this crap on other people, and it's not right, you know. But these people are of a lower vibrations. The ones who cannot communicate and not only express their true feelings, but not be willing to listen to the other person speak their full thoughts. You know, that's a lack of character. It really is.
Yes, I do definitely agree with that. And the way you put it was so eloquently.
With what? I said a lot. The second thing, the eighth
thing.
The 11th thing. Yes, I love that one too.
That no one can change your mind. When you're set on something, you know, you have complete control. You can cow down and say, just for the argument's sake, Okay, I'll see it your way. But truthfully, no one can change your opinion because that's your opinion.
When you listen to other people speak, and a perfect example, we got to go to a break soon, but a perfect example is like, suppose you're at church or temple and you're listening to what the priest or the rabbi has to say, or the guru, whoever you're listening to. You might not appreciate or agree with everything that they're saying, but you are allowed to take bits and pieces of their sermon or what anybody has to say that resonates with you, you know, and you're allowed to incorporate some of their new thoughts or new ideas to incorporate a part of it. But you don't have to take everything that they say because you might not feel that way, and you have a right to feel that way.
Exactly.
So we're just here to tell you, you're not going crazy.
Right.
But Sky, we got to go to a break right now. So what's the phone number? If somebody wants to speak to you personally and privately, what's your phone number?
Well, if somebody would like to speak with me privately, my number is 908-500-1474. And I always look forward to having calls and speaking to people. And Artie, you?
Well, no, for me, what I want to say is that to call into the studio if you want Sky and I to give you a reading or to connect to a loved one, or if you want to talk about this topic, just give us a call at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And Sky and I will be more than happy to speak to you right now. But we're going to be taking a break right now. So hang tight, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So again, if anybody wishes to call in, just call in at 800-930-2819. So, you know, we were talking about, as far as, you know, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? And, you know, you're not going to win everybody's opinions over, and you're not to take it personal, you know, and there's a lot of times people will do things, or express themselves in a way that's outside of your comfort zone. And they're there just to try to, they're trying to just do things, you know, to the best of their ability according to the situation.
Or and maybe even aggravate you. You don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you could tell, you know, when somebody is doing things that they know that they're agitating you and they do it subliminally. Like they know that they're agitating you, but they're covering it up like, oh, I didn't realize, or, oh, you know,
right.
It's like, just cut to the chase. All right. Just call their bluff and then, you know, cut them at the roots, just grab them by the roots and just, you know,
yes.
Call a spade a spade and just say, why are you doing this? And why are you doing that?
Exactly.
So, you know, again, it's very important that you speak your mind, and it's okay for you to be you, and it's okay for you to have your opinions and thoughts, and the same thing with them, you know, but, let's see, what else is going on out there?
Oh, there's so many things going on there. Well, I'll tell you, we have a caller. Her name is Julie from Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you'd like to.
Oh, I went to the mall out there. It was a lot of fun.
You know what? They say that mall is extravagantly amazing.
It is. I mean, the energy, though, sucked me dry.
Did it?
I mean, the energy was so extreme.
They have a roller coaster in there, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. They have a whole amusement park in there. So, I mean, you can't walk that mall in one day. I mean, it's got about umpteen million floors with umpteen million stores in there. And
wow.
It's like, I mean, I'm amazed by these builders who could build this stuff, the architects and the builders. I mean, I'm amazed by this stuff. The detail of everything, of every store.
Brilliant. With you,
it's amazing. This is just me. I'm amazed by all the talent that people have to be able to this stuff to happen.
It's not only the creative talent. Think of how brilliant they are for the draw for the stores. I mean, you know, to go into a mall that has that kind of amusement park, just think of the draw these stores are getting.
Yeah.
Much more than any other mall would get.
Yeah. It's marketing genius.
Marketing
it's creative.
Genius, yeah.
Creative genius.
Absolute.
Yeah. Anyone who's capable of creating that kind of stuff, they have to be majorly high on something. I can't imagine somebody. I can't imagine somebody just straight up, you know, being able to create this without, you know, heading into Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I just can't imagine that. You know. But who do we got on?
We have Julie, who's been very patiently waiting. Julie, are you there?
Yes, hello. Yes, I am. Hi, Artie and Sky.
Hi, Julie. Hello. How are you?
Hey, sweetheart.
I'm doing good.
What can I do for you?
I was trying to connect with my mom to see if she's helping me with my daughter situation. I called in about 3 months ago because my daughter had gone through a major breakup without any warning after 7 years, and I just wanted to see how things will be progressing for her, if those two will ever be talking. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm still having problems.
Is there children involved?
No, they weren't married, but they started young at 16 to 23.
Pardon me?
Oh, they were 16 years old, so they were going out for almost 7 years.
Just give me a moment and let me connect with my spirit guides and see what I get.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hold on. I'm feeling that... Eventually, I'm feeling that it was a very verbal breakup. It was very painful. Yeah. And I'm feeling in time, wounds will mend. And they might even go back together once. But you could never go back. You always have to go forward. And I don't think it's going to work out if they do go back. And that's what I'm being told. It might work out for a very short period of time, but there's that modicum of growth that you get when you do break up with your companion. And, you know, sometimes that's enough where you learn that, you know, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I needed to be with someone else all along. And it will be a healing time for your daughter. Believe it or not, because I think she's going to go back, try it out again, and it's not going to work, and it'll be healing for her. And I'll tell you the truth. I'm seeing a school of some sort.
She's just became a school teacher in August.
Okay.
Very good, Sky.
Thank you. Well, I think that that's a lot of – there's an issue about that he's not really so enthusiastic over. And I don't think that – maybe she's intimidating him and maybe not doing it, you know, in a vicious manner or even knowing that. But I think that he feels that she's very intelligent and I think that it wants to kind of like keep her under covers, like on a leash is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? Right. So I feel during this breakup that she's going to grow. They might go back once, but she's going to realize that yes, she has grown out of this and she will meet the man of her dreams. And I do believe that your mom is with you all the time. And of course with her. And in fact, your mom is sending you red roses, which tells me that she's sending you all of her love. Hold on. Is your dad also in spirit?
No.
Okay, because I do see her with the male. There is a male spirit around her as well. This could be maybe her father.
Who's the one who had like the grandfather clock?
I don't know.
I'm seeing like a grandfather clock type. They keep showing me this. This is something that you are going to attain. You're eventually going to attain a grandfather clock. And it might not be a full-size grandfather clock. It could be a miniature version, but I keep seeing like a grandfather clock with you.
Okay, it might be my mother-in-law's.
A grandfather?
No, it might be my mother-in-law's clock.
Oh. Well, I do see that there is a male figure along with your mom, and he's stepping forward. And all I know is that he's telling me that everything is going to work out exactly as she planned. She doesn't even have a plan yet, but they know of it. I mean, everything is going to work out well for her. She's got a bright future. She's a smart girl. And tell her to step back a little bit and stop being so emotionally invested and just let things happen on a very smooth and natural basis. Don't push for it. Just tell her to just chill back, take a step back, and see what happens, okay?
Okay. Yeah, what happened was she got her job and he didn't have his job, and the minute she got her job, I think he got jealous.
Yeah, that's why I said to you, he feels like she's on more of a higher plateau as far as being
working. He's really going to snap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be nasty.
He's not even he's tell you the truth. He's very jealous of her. As I said, I think he feels very jealous of her. And that never leads to anything good.
No, but he's going to do something irate, and he's going to snap.
Really?
He's already snapped. I don't know about – I mean, he just turned into this person completely changed into another person.
Let me tell you something. You are not safe around him.
No, I see him being very being stupid in a car. He's being very careless in his driving. Has he just had a serious accident, or was there an accident recently?
Not that I've heard of for him.
Okay, he takes his aggression out when he drives.
This is something that can be, but yeah, it's not a healthy situation at all. And it's a shame, you know, I'm the type of person, I wish all guys would be like this. I'm the type of person, if my wife, and I just said this to Charity the other day, if my wife could make 10 times more than me, God bless her.
Right.
I have 0% ego about somebody holding a higher possession than me and making more money than me. And if it's going to benefit us and especially me, then I'm all for it. You know, I don't need an ego to do that.
Right. It's like one pocket.
But unfortunately, a lot of people feel like if they're not the breadwinner, mostly, you know, the men who feel like this, if they feel like if they're not the breadwinner, they feel like that they're losing their power, or they feel like that they're losing their mojo. They feel like they're not that feeling of neediness. They want everyone to feel needy upon it because they like to be in power and control. And it's a real shame. It's a shame because that's a very, very low way of being and thinking. And and life doesn't have to be that hard. The guy needs some serious help, but I'll tell you something. I'd move away.
Absolutely.
Not a healthy situation at all.
In fact, I was going to ask you, is there any plans for somebody moving, or are you looking for a new place? Is somebody looking for a new place?
Not at this time. My mother-in-law wants to move in with us, but we're not looking right now for any place. But
That's it. I see moving trucks. I see white moving trucks, and I see somebody moving from one place to the other, which would actually tell me that, you know, it is your mother-in-law coming to live with you. It's going to be a really good situation because you need her as much as she needs you. There's a situation that you watch anybody, or I don't know, there's something there that you both are going to benefit each other. Even though she's older and she needs a little care, there's going to be something there that
it's
you're
like
both going to get.
It's a nurturing comfort.
Yes, yes.
It's nurturing support.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah,
everything you're going to see once that happens, things will smooth out. Things will end up becoming a little better for you guys.
Yeah. And I don't think that your daughter is going to ever have a serious relationship again with this young man. And she doesn't know how lucky she is.
We had no idea.
She gets away from her, the faster she gets away from him, the happier she'll be.
And tell her that he's going to try everything in his power to try to get her to come back. Tell her to stand firm.
Okay.
And not.
All right, we got to go to break right now. So thank you very much.
Nice to be with you, Julie.
All right, everybody, stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.